Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Big Solas.
Hola.
So I'm going to try to make this quick because I know I can ramble sometimes. I have an ileostomy. Do you all know what that is?
I do not.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, a colostomy bag.
Oh, okay, all right.
So you don't even have a chute down there?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So, but it's in a different area of my stomach. So while I was in the hospital when they were trying to figure out what was going on with me to have me get this ileostomy, I had to go number two super bad because I have very bad stomach issues, as I'm sure you can tell by me saying I have a ileostomy bag.
Yeah.
And I asked the nurses if I could go to the bathroom, and they wouldn't let me go to a bathroom. They brought me a bedside commode. And this was in the middle of me being probably one of the sickest I've ever been in my life. And I was at Harborview, so I was in a room. It was kind of like a triage.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was in a room with like 20 other people. In like 20 other beds separated by curtains, and that's it. I didn't have my own room. I didn't have a door. I didn't have nothing.
It's more like a NICU or a PICU. You must have been in some pretty bad shape.
Yeah, I was going down, so I told her I had to go to the bathroom, and she wouldn't let me go to a bathroom, and she brought me a bedside commode. So I said, I don't think you want to do that right now. And she legitimately asked me why. And I said, well, I'm in here for a reason. I've had stomach issues since I was born, and I don't think these people want to be present for this. And the nurse completely refused, and I was forced to go in a bedside commode. And when I did, it was a pretty bad event, and I could literally hear multiple people complaining, like, down the room I was in about how bad it smelled.
Well, the water helps.
And, yeah, it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you dry dock one anywhere, right. It smells 10 times worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was lucky I was surrounded at least like by curtains, and it was kind of unanimous as to who was doing it, but at the same time, that was probably like the most embarrassing point of my life, and I will never forget that. And now that I do have the ileostomy, I have zero control of that. So I can literally let it rip at any time and I'll never know it. So I've been in like doctor's offices. I've been at like the DMV when it was just dead silent. And this thing gets loud because it's just a plastic bag.
Right. So I'm saying, does a fart come through the valve and into the bag? In other words, could your bag feasibly fill up with air?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
So the cool thing about it nowadays is you can't smell it.
It's in a plastic bag, but you can hear it.
Oh, and it's loud.
It's probably like hitting like a little bubbler.
But does the colostomy bag make it louder?
Yeah, because it kind of like reverbs off the plastic.
Oh, geez.
So like how that lady who was talking about when she was in Honolulu at Jack in the Box on that chair.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but I have zero control over that, and it can happen like anywhere.
So your body does not give you any indication that you either have to poop or fart. If it has to, it just doesn't.
Correct. Yep.
What's
the only way
worst
that I know like it happened is because I can feel like the weight in my bag. Other than that, I have no bubbles. Huh. I have no like stomach movement. Nothing.
Where's the worst place that this has happened for you?
Where
other people may have noticed that it happened, and you're just like, ah, boy.
Okay. Well, it's happened during intimacy before quite a few times.
So you still have the bag on while you're doing that.
I have to.
You can't put a cork in it just for like, you know, half an hour?
If I want to go septic, sure. But right.
Do the people comment during intimacy when this happens? Or does everyone just kind of ignore it and you carry on?
So she's been nice. She's a nurse.
All right. Well, that helps.
It's very embarrassing for me. And I think I kind of make it more weird because I like stop. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry.
Well, to be fair, you just pooped. I understand that.
Look, okay, you're trying to tell me. We're together, all right? We're a couple. And we're making love, right? And you could feasibly just start pooping in that bag in the middle of it, and I can watch this happen. Is this correct?
Yeah, you could.
You don't wear a shirt or anything like that. See, like, I'd be subconscious to some degree. Like,
most of the Yeah, I am, trust me. But most of the time I do wear a shirt at least, because obviously I am incredibly self-conscious of it. Even so, I've had it for almost 7 years now. But I still, I can't do it without a shirt because I am incredibly self-conscious.
I would be so too. Have you been with the same woman the whole time?
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
was she with you before the bag or after the bag?
No, afterwards.
All right.
So this is my wife I'm talking about here, and we've only been married for like 2.5 years.
Okay, quick question about that then. You know, and obviously anyone's going to be self-conscious if they have a colostomy bag. I would just assume they are anyway. So you're now on a date with this person, or whatever the case may be. The first time you're going to get intimate, I'm assuming this is a topic you bring up on your own as opposed to saying, surprise.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course. I bring it up immediately.
And how do you, like, what's the phrasing? Just like, just so you know, I have a colostomy bag.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. That is because, I mean, as self-conscious as I am, I got to be honest, because like that could be like a shock factor and like a deal breaker.
Well, if they don't know, and I'm not saying to be a deal breaker, but shocking for sure.
So you don't go in for bro hugs or anything like that, right?
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, I can if I just went to the bathroom.
Stay high enough. Okay. Well, okay. All right. So let me ask you this. So when that thing gets full, you have how much time does it take to change it?
Okay, so if I'm in a rush, wait, do you mean like empty it or like actually change the
what do you do? Do you empty it or do you change it? I mean, do you empty it into a toilet and then just put it back on or do you change it?
No, so it has a little like outlet at the bottom of it that kind of folds in and is Velcroed.
Okay.
So I just basically sit on a toilet and unfold it and it just dumps in, and then I just wipe out the little port and then fold it back up and I'm good to go.
Do you wash it out in the sink?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, has there ever been a time when you got this thing out that you had to go to the bathroom not realizing it, and it just you got to kind of squirt out the hole there real quick in the middle of the changing?
Yep. And that sucks.
Yeah, I was going to say that. How far does it fly?
Yeah. So, okay. If we want to get real here.
Yes.
I think the furthest that it has flown, I would give it probably about 2.5 feet.
Jeez, man.
Is it a lot, or is it just like a
pfft? It's like a squirt. You know, like if you have a garden hose that doesn't have like a nozzle on the end and it doesn't fully get finished, and you accidentally step on it and it does a little just pfft, you know?
What's the worst thing that you've hit as a result? Like if you're in your own bathroom, have you hit the shower curtain? Did it land on the vanity and there's your wife's, hair dryer and all that kind of thing?
okay, so... couple times it has went directly in my sink.
well, that's not the worst.
At least it's washable for the most part. Other times there has been a time I hit the mirror.
All right, that's worse than a zit.
But for the most part, I have learned to change it like that in the shower.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Live and learn.
Does it matter what you eat? Like, if I eat a bunch of, like, crappy food late at night, like, sometimes the next day it's not a very solid bowel movement. Yeah. It comes out with force.
Absolutely, it does. So that's kind of half the reason why it will, like, sometimes rocket or, like, make a lot of noise. So if I drink a lot of carbonation, like a bunch of energy drinks or a couple beers or something, that comes out just super loud because of the bubbles.
What's the volume of the bag? I mean, is there any reasonable threat that you could overflow this bad boy, right? And again, because you don't have any control and you don't know when it's going to happen.
Super Bowl Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm very self-aware of it. The worst part about it is I haven't really gotten a good night's sleep since I've gotten it.
Sure.
Because I am very self-aware about it, so I wake up constantly through the night. But there have been a couple times where I didn't wake up in time, and it kind of just emptied itself all over the bed.
I was going to ask if your body stops sending you the poop signal, the universal bat signal that you got to take a dump. I would just think, like, how many times have you woken up and this has happened, right? Because for anybody else, like, if I have to poop and I'm dead asleep, 9 times out of 10, whatever dream I'm having, the dream becomes about the fact that I need to get up and go to the bathroom, and then when I wake up, that's exactly the situation, right? Because I'm getting the bat signal. But if you don't even get that, it's just happening no matter what.
Yep.
Do you have
I have zero bat signals nowadays.
Okay. Do you have a? Is there? I understand that the bag attaches to your side or your stomach. What yep. holds that bag into place? Is there like a Velcro strap that you wear around your waist?
So the main thing is it's basically like a pretty thick like bandage material.
Okay.
And I cut like a custom hole in like the waterproof section of it to go over the port where the stuff comes out.
Okay.
And then the bag snaps on to
okay.
that.
All right. I was just kind of wondering how it connected.
Yeah, and then I do have an elastic strap that goes around my waist that kind of secures it. So I definitely now know how women feel wearing bras all day. So yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of like...
Yeah, but they all have boobs.
Yeah, but you got like Skims on. I mean, I'm sure like, you know, like your stomach looks probably thinner. Not really. Not when it's full poop.
Damn.
National Pass Gas Day. Tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.